my maker happy. And that's how we need to advance. Today we're in a special process that's taking place. It's a process where humanity is confused, and it doesn't know how to take this in. And we see there is an issues here with those who own capital, those who are managers, governors, those who try to jump in all kinds of directions. There are some groups of army or money or guerrilla kind of mafias and all kinds. And we have to understand that these groups, even though they don't understand anything about the development of reality, they seemingly make an effect, they have an influence. Nothing does make an influence. Only us. If we raise the importance for some discernments, they rise. If we take them down, lower them, they come down. And don't wait, see on the news who's going up and who's going down. Rather, look at our states and think, who do we raise up and who do we take down? All in all, we don't need to be preoccupied in our politics. Rather, we need to make a connection. All those forces, all those groups are actually within us. All those forces need to become a single whole, and we need to bring all of them towards a connection. Then, and only then, by these conflicting forces that each wants to pull reality in his direction. I'm not even saying pull the world. I'm calling it reality so that it's less limited. And all those forces need to be connected. And all of reality needs to become integrated. And the more they work integrally in a connected manner, that's trying to identify the picture of the Creator, the upper force, which is the crown, this corona, the one who governs everything. So this is how we organize reality within us and yearn to see it that way, and then we influence all those forces of nature so that these forces will accumulate and connect and work so that the world will start.
And they complement each other that way. The way towards correction is not short. To the extent in which we try to make the path of Achishena in haste about it, but not the path of in due time. But nevertheless, we need to also be wise to be patient and not be impressed by suddenly this appearing not okay and that not okay, but rather slowly, slowly, like wise elder people, knowing this is what should happen. There's the upper that operates on everything, and we need to try and assist him. That's it. So even though our work is just in assisting, but it's very important assisting. On one hand. On the other hand, it should be so. For us to just assist the Creator, since He begins the creation and ends it. Don't be impressed by us falling, into thoughts and desires and actions, such that appear to us very corrupted. It's not too bad. It just points to how low I am and how I can raise it to the heights. We are a very big force. Our force is in the form of us being very different, and there are many of us, and we are ready to be together. As one man and one heart, we are ready to connect between us, to bring towards the revelation of the upper force to dwell in all of reality. Hence, even though there is a certain enthusiasm, and sometimes we don't have that, we continue in the same path. Enthusiasm is given to us from above, and we're not quite too considerate of that. We know that we need to do what we can do with our forces. And we will dividing up things, and we also need to understand how humanity is operating now to supply necessities for everyone. And this is so that later the industry, the trade, and other things can be erected, and other systems. I am very much satisfied with the fact that we can bring back things to existing like it existed on its own. So, I'm doubtful that the people in control would want to correct, if we could say so, the human society, and how the Creator, through His different forces, will correct them. And we need to try to nevertheless explain as much as possible to many people that the correction is only through the connection between us, and through that we will come to a division. Then we will be in the most healthiest of states and the most balanced with the whole of nature that will bring us towards balance. Hence, we will look at all our layers and everything that we can, and just enough, not too much, not too little, and through those forces we'll let
Thank you, Rav. What does it mean to ask of the Creator? And also, how to be in joy without any pretending.
The fact that I don't ask or demand of the Creator anything, but because I know and am certain that what I receive from Him, as none else besides Him, already from this I'm enjoying. That's it. Without any other calculations, and without any continuation. What I receive from Him, yes? So I receive what I deserve, what's good for me. The Creator knows best what is good for me, and from that I'm in joy. Tel Aviv 1.
What does a person ask for? Nevertheless, in order to get out of his situation.
To get out of my state, I ask for only one thing. That I want, as according to this verse, I want to realize that it all comes from the Creator, that it could be that it's not quite defined in me, in my bones. And I'm asking, since I want to be certain that it comes from the Creator, and that it's good, that does good to me. And as a result of it, I am completely impressed from that joy, and I don't want anything other than that. I don't, because otherwise it's not complete joy. How am I advancing? I'm advancing by the Creator bringing me immediately even worse and worse states. And then I advance upon them as well. This is considered that I'm advancing by deciding on being delighted in mercy.
But we constantly read that the body cannot stand the lowliness, that a person cannot stand his state, so it's unclear how a person can ask then. What is the movement that should be in a person when he's a state that the body cannot tolerate his lowliness? It's unclear.
The person asks to be in joy specifically in the state in which the body feels lowness. In the place where you achieve your lowness, your humbleness, you attain His greatness. Yes? That's exactly what needs to happen. It depends to what extent of the zero that you feel yourself being connected to the King, and from you being connected to Him. But you have a zero from this. You feel that you are full.
In total lowliness, what you already explained, and then asking the Creator to be able to work with gladness, with happiness, isn't this very egotistically and asking for reward? Can you please explain this? Because this is very confusing.
Repeat, please.
When in total lowliness, ask, let's say, the Creator to be able to work with gladness, with pleasure, with joy. Isn't this very egoistically? And isn't this asking for a sort of a reward?
But what do I want to be in joy for? Why do I want to work in joy? It's the end of an action in the initial thought. That's how it needs to be. What is it that I want? To rejoice the Creator. From what state that I'm in now? In the state of despair, depression, a lack of a mood. I'm confused. I don't have anything. So I'm asking the Creator. I'm not starting to look for me. Where can I get some happiness and upliftment? No. I turn to Him. He likes to being asked. That's His treasure. His treasury. And from this treasury, we understand that He brings it to me. But what? to bring me to have the possibility to work, to yearn, to connect, to love, to uplift, to sing, all for Him. And then I advance. The fact that I don't have anything, nevertheless, it's actually good. And as much as I have on the other side, that I have joy and adherence to Him, that's also good. And then I want to move from one end to the other. That's it. It's very simple. Don't look anywhere else. You locate these states and straight do none else besides Him. There's no one else to talk to or to turn to. The whole group is just to scrutinize that you need to receive all these deficiencies and turn with them to the Creator.
Haifa 3. We constantly turn to the Creator for our own needs. Help us become our partners against Pharaoh. So the feeling is that we want to make the Creator, to humanize the Creator, make Him a person. How does it work exactly? Am I truly supposed to take on the Creator's qualities? And instead of this, I go through a process where I make the Creator become a person, human.
That's not too bad. That's not too bad that by turning to the Creator, you depict Him as in qualities of people, as if you're turning to like some clerk. That's not important. Slowly, slowly, things will get worked out better. So you shouldn't have some foreign God. Just turn not to someone who's far and opposite you, but to someone who's close and that wants to hear you. Try to bring Him as close as possible to you, as He's truly here, and He wants you to feel even more. Draw Him, connect with Him, hug with Him. That's what He wants. You don't have any reality in all the worlds that is closer than the Creator. That you're coming closer this way and you're coming closer this way. The Creator looks at us like towards babies. Everything the baby does, we love. It doesn't matter if he falls or he breaks or he does something. By that, he develops. The Creator doesn't demand of us the correct actions. He demands from us actions through which we come closer through the friends to Him. That's it. In a pleasant, naive way, simple way, these are the things that bring Him the most pleasure. So do it that way. Now, joy comes as a result of such actions that you're doing and you're hoping that it will bring Him happiness. If from those actions you yourself receive joy, then it's a sign that the Creator is certainly happy. Later, you'll start to feel Him and to see that what you feel, He feels. And that's how it will be. We need to give a little bit more livelihood to our states. And also, by us being today in the epicenter of this globe, wanting to connect to the Creator and to connect behind us the whole reality of this world, that there is in this reality of this world right now, there are many voids. What is this corona, this virus? It's the revealing suddenly that there's not connection between us, but spaces that need to be filled in the right connection. So in these voids that will be revealed, we don't connect. We're not allowed to connect because by that we transmit the virus. We're not good in connection between us. Right? We're not good in the connection between us. The virus revealed great distances between us by which we need to connect in good relations. Good relations. And if we can't, don't go there into them. Sit at your homes. Don't connect. Meaning the virus is disclosing before us desires. Distance is called desire. New desires, new qualities, new relations that we need to define in them our attitude, our essence, the essence of our new connection. If we connect correctly, let's say we have 2 meters distance between us and we find the right connection between us, we'll discover the right way the Creator would be for us as well. This is what we need to do. We will soon begin to work more interactively in this manner. So this is what we need to go. To locate how this void, this space that this virus is saying that it's opening up these voids that we will have to fill with this good, right attitude, then we enter a new closing that's a little bit more similar to the system of Adam HaRishon, where these parts begin to work together in unison, in mutual understanding with one another, not in bestowing to the other what's good for me, but on the contrary, bestow and transfer to the other what's good for me, what's good for him. And then these parts can be removed. And then our world will gradually, slowly, slowly, by these voids that we have between us, it will connect. And through all these spaces, these parts of reality, they will connect between them and bring us a new system, a corrected one of Adam HaRishon. And in it, the Creator, who arranges this connection and fills those spaces, like these 2 meters that are between us, it's not 2 meters, it's the desires. He will fill them with his disclosure, with his revelation. And this is how we will advance. I don't know how to express it quite, but my tongue's a little heavy, but you will see that this will happen. This is how it will happen. It'll happen until we gradually understand, grasp it, and to the degree that we grasp it and understand it and feel it between us, the whole world will start to talk that way as well. We just haven't started to close these spaces between us in the good and right feeling, in the good and good spirits of our hearts. But the moment it does get revealed there, you'll see that the whole world will see, oh, this is where the solution is. This is the medicine. This is the new reality. And this is how it needs to be. And it will come. Nelson from Medina is asking, this space and the confusion we have now in reality, in humanity, it doesn't depend on them, it depends on us, right? To know how to fill those spaces.
Humanity is in a state of confusion. As it says that the city of Shushan was confused, they didn't know what to do, they didn't know who is right. It all depends on us, on the Bnei Baruch. If we now will start to correctly close the spaces between us, the gaps between us, to bring ourselves into a state of as one man in one heart, everything in the world will come into place and the world will look at us. Suddenly they will look at us, they will discover that such a thing exists. What is it? A few thousand people. And look what they're doing. They know how to connect correctly. And we realize that if we will also connect in this way, oh, this is how all the people in the world will look at us. If we will connect like them, like Bnei Baruch, then the world will be beautiful. It will be corrected. We will have a good, nice life. Indeed, we will live in a world that is balanced. You will see how much they will be able to detect it. However, this has to be in us. Then the nations will say, God has done greatly with those, as it says. That the Creator brings back those people that He chose to Zion, Zion, to an exit from the ego to, in order to be.
Dear Rav, you said that we would discover these spaces, these voids between us and the ten in our world group, and then we feel that also the Creator, and this, that we're happy from this work with Him. What does it mean that He gets happy? What does it mean that from our common feeling, we differentiate some other bestowal, some other influence or action of His?
Well, He does everything. What is He telling you to do now? Don't come close to others. What is He telling you? You are far away from others because of the ego. So look at how far away you are from them and don't come physically close to them. That's it. Etc., etc. Now, you want to be connected between you? First of all, create an inner connection. So that you can relate to each other with a correct, nice attitude, so it will be for the benefit of the other, each one of you, if he wants to do for the sake of the other, to that extent he can come near the other. And if he doesn't have such a desire towards the other, to benefit the other, to love the other, then he must not come close to him. So that he will see how far he is in his ego from the others. Look at how simple it is. In this world, already you have discernments of the upper world, and you can use them in order to educate yourself, to come closer or to move away. Imagine to yourself how good it would be if we had an inner feeling, an inner discernment, a correct one, that I come near or I move away according to how I relate to people. So, let's say me and you would now be in different galaxies, light years separating between us. On the one hand, on the other hand, there would be this feeling that we are connected and in the future we have to get closer to each other because it is the Creator who is there linking between us. He is awakening us towards that. So we would be searching, I from my galaxy and you from your galaxy. How nevertheless can we come closer? How, in what way can I love you? In what way can I make some concession over myself and you as well? And that way we would come closer. We would, that way people would advance. They, we would gather ourselves into one Pratsuf, in which then the Creator Himself is revealed with all of His power, meaning with eternal and complete love between us, and we would be adhered to each other in our hearts, in our desires, and we would be discovering the Creator, filling us up. This is the end of correction. But in the meantime, we need to discover how different we are. And this is what the coronavirus is bringing us. And more such discernments will come in order to bring us the feeling of the distance so that we will finally realize that it is related to our desire, to our inner quality, the will to receive, that I cannot come closer to the other because I'm built this way. I don't want to be close to the other. This is why physically I cannot. So what happened here? Our world is starting to take on discernments of the spiritual world.
What is that quality of the spiritual world that is revealed in our world? What you just said.
Well, imagine yourself that we are in the air, in space. You, me, him, everyone. And as much as we want to be closer to each other with good bestowal, good influence, we come closer. As much as we don't, we move away. Right? So it's not the qualities of this world that are influencing us. Rather, the spiritual qualities are now being revealed between us. And this is what is happening. It's beautiful. Now, we can think about a change in us. It was always concealed. It was always confusing. Now it's not. I want to be close to everyone because then I discover the Creator, I discover my upper world, but only in the connection between us. So how can I be in such a connection between us to come closer? How do I come closer? It's not that I take a few corporeal steps and by that I still don't change myself. Here I need to change myself in my relation to all the other, from hatred to love. Then I come closer to Him. Imagine to yourself what kind of a film it would be like. We're coming closer and moving away according to our intentions, according to our relations. It's beautiful. Everything becomes clear. All of the spiritual world is now revealed. And I understand how I do it. And I ask of the friends, well, come on, appear before me, draw me to you, let us together turn to the Creator so that you will help us in that. And this is how we work. But in the meantime, we're all hanging in the air. And then we connect between us, we connect to the Creator so He will make us into something. And then we move like in space, one towards the other, until we reach the right inner connection. Why? Because then between us we discover this quality that is called Creator. And this way we reach it. You understand how it's already in our hands? It's here already. We now received a possibility to work with spiritual qualities in the corporeal world. What virus? Huh?
Tov. Kiev, adain.
Well, Kiev, still? Vlad, you have another?
This last question. Already now you can feel when you connect with the friends that you can be with them closer, connected in the heart, than with the person that's maybe close to you physically. But the question is, how in this picture that you're describing is the Creator? We're getting closer and closer, distancing, but where's the Creator, this force that's operating inside this picture?
He exists there, between us, in this distance. He exists between us. When you were here in Israel, you were in the Congress, you came into my room, and you asked me to hug you. So we hugged. Why? Why?
I can't even say why. I just had this desire to hug you, to feel a connection, a warmer connection with you.
Okay, you don't know. But this is what we all need to do, to hug in our hearts. Then the Creator will influence us, will bestow to us to the extent that we try to do this.
Тем более мы сейчас переходим, как бы вот вы говорите, что виртуальная связь, да, мы вот уходим в интернет, все это отпадает, как бы физические наши встречи. То есть было бы понятно еще, если бы человек видел, да, вот, что мы как-то устраиваемся, ему тоже захотелось прийти к нам и жить по этим законам, да.
The whole physical connection between us is dissipating. We're becoming a virtual connection.
I'm asking you to hear what I'm telling you and not what you want to tell me. You have nothing to show to others right now. You have nothing to show them. None. Who are you? What are you? A philosopher sitting there in a corner and philosophizing. This is why I'm telling you, you need to pay attention first of all to the connection between us. If you will have the power and the understanding and the feeling of the connection between us, you will have what to turn to others with. Otherwise, besides superficial dissemination, that the world is round and integral and we need to reach an integral state, etc., etc. And in that, you're very similar to this Greta, this girl. You have nothing else.
Да, вот как раз мы сегодня читали о том, что самое главное – это молитва. И правильно ли я понимаю, что...
Just today we read about how the prayer is the main thing, and if I understand correctly, when I'm not connected, I don't have that connection with the friends, but I really want to reach that state that's being described by the Kabbalists, that hug of the hearts, and that's where my prayer emerges from, for the Creator to bring us to a state that we're all in one heart.
So, first of all, we should be grateful to him that Moscow and Petah Tikva and New York, South America, Africa, all of the continents, all of our people all over the world, that we cannot see them even with all of our tiny screens. We are all in the same state. And this state, the Creator is giving it to us, both the spiritual state as well as the corporeal state, that has never been before. Meaning, our corporeal world is starting to connect with the spiritual world. That is already truly the act of the Messiah, to elevate, to pull this world to the degree of the upper world. Then, therefore, we need to be more connected in our hearts, more connected in our intention, more connected in our address, in our prayer. And that way, we truly, by developing our common emotion, and here it depends on how much each and every one of us invests a little bit in it. I have a heart of stone. I feel nothing. But I listen. I hear a little bit that there it's different. They feel each other. I'm drawn to it a little bit. Someone else is drawn to it a little bit, and someone else. We are millions, millions. We must not miss out on it. We must not underestimate, disregard what the Creator is giving us. We must not. And you will start to see more and more from one day to the next how much this group, Nebauch, is receiving blessing, receiving an ascent, receiving an understanding and connection with the Creator, and he is filling up these spaces, those that the virus seemingly has expanded. This connection between us, he gave us these spaces, now the Creator will fill them up. And this is how we will advance. You have opportunities, spiritual opportunities ahead. Good morning.
In connection with the Creator, above reason or within?
It's preferable that it would be within reason. Well, for the time being, maybe it would be above reason. But that doesn't matter. Whichever way you depict it, so long as you have a constant connection that between the friends, you have a constant connection with the Creator.
Thank you.
Hadera number one.
Good morning, Rav.
Good morning.
Creator put a reality before us, and this reality we fight with each other, we crawl with each other, we're even willing to throw each other from the path. All of a sudden he changes this reality, and everything that was is not, there's not even a reason to argue. He brings a new reality. My question is how to relate to the new reality, to a state that will be passing, and maybe will be or not, or a state that needs to be dealt with this ego to the end.
My darling, I just explained this to you for an hour. I've been talking about it. How you should accept this new reality, that you need to enter a connection with the friends as one man in one heart, that this corona seemingly is not influencing you. It is working. It is distancing between you in order to emphasize that you need to connect internally, heartily. I, today, cannot sit with you, or let's say tomorrow evening, I won't be able to sit with you on one table and do the Passover Eve. It's a shame, right? We could do it. 1,500 people with all of our families and our relatives, but we cannot. We cannot. Each one will sit just with his household, and that's it. But along with that, we need to use all of these conditions and make them into a high status, a great status, an internal, powerful status with a mighty arm as he takes them, delivers them out of Egypt. We need that. We want that. We want him to take us, all of us, and we'll pull us away from our ego. This is what we have to demand. And bless over that and pray. These things. And you cannot have any complaints against China going back to now the whole world. If the corona would pass, the whole world would automatically come back as quickly as possible to the way it was before. Rather, what other example does it have of what should be? Of course, its will to receive is bringing it back to the previous state. Rather, you here need to disseminate, to put in forces, inner spiritual forces as much as possible, in order to show them that going back is going back to death, but only to connection, to be congruent with nature.
How will this be expressed in the new world?
I don't know anything besides that. You can ask yourself, ask the friends, but you should all know that if you will work in that, you by that will acquire the next world. And if you don't work in that, then just sit down on your eggs, on I don't know what, whatever you want, and that's it. I have nothing else to tell you. I have nothing else to tell you. I don't want to hear any complaints. I don't want to hear any complaints. I want to see that you guys are... or even from today to tomorrow. It takes time. Time depends on how much we pressure, how much we invest in dissemination, then it is considered that we are acting. If we will not act, things will change, but in the way of Be'ito, in its time, in its time. And it's bit by bit, slowly, through great sufferings, that the forces of nature, the still ones in our world, when they start to enter all kinds of geological processes, changes in climate, etc. This is the worst possible thing. We can affect changes on the level of Adam, of the human level, very quickly. But it all depends on you. I'm asking each one of you, what did he do yesterday? Can he make a list of what he did yesterday for the correction of the world? Can he do it? I don't see. Well, Vilnius are doing something with their head, but indeed, very little. We were not searching for it each and every moment. In what way can we promote the world towards correction? Explain about our role, about the role of the Creator in this whole system. And this is why we have a problem.
To a place where they feel what I'm feeling.
I don't understand why you are so regretful. I came to the wisdom of Kabbalah in 1975. Today it's 2020. And I did receive a little bit. More than whatever exists in this world, for sure. Most of the people don't receive. It's not that I'm happy that I received more than everyone. I'm willing to be the least of everyone. But I did receive. And they promised me in the first few days when I came that I will receive something truly, this world, the next world. I'll have all of the angels in my left pocket. I will have the Creator in my right pocket. And I will be above everyone. I don't know what. Whatever I was imagining to myself. Such fantasies. So, even though all of these fantasies were realized a little bit over 40 years, let's say, 45 years, however, it's something, it's quite something, that I can say that I would not, I try to cause some progress to the whole of the people of the world towards the truth. And this is a great pleasure that nevertheless I did something in my life. I followed the Creator's desire. Now I see that truly this is His desire. Earlier I just believed the great ones. And that there is something to live for. And how many days do I have left yet? I will also try more and more to publicize this method, the method for the revelation of the Creator, for getting to know the upper force to everyone. Because this is the Creator's desire, that everyone will know Him, that everyone will.
Reportedly, you will feel virtual proximity. That's beautiful. Look what's being revealed to you in this world. You're not even aware of it. You can't even feel what I'm telling you. In this world, you have a representation, demonstration of the spiritual world. You cannot touch the other. You cannot come close to him. Why? Can't you see there is... As you see, there's a disagreement between you, misunderstandings, hatred, rejection. You can't see it. How can you connect? Meaning the physical distance is giving you now an example for the spiritual distance between you, the degree of hate. rejection. Beautiful. So let's do it the other way now around. Let's take this virus the right way, not develop any antibodies against it, no vaccine, no medication. It's not going to do you any good. The next virus is going to be even worse. Rather, let's now develop between us connection between everyone. Good, beautiful connection. And then we can come closer to one another and be as one man and one heart. Go ahead. Why is it? What's stopping you? That's what the virus wants to do. So is it a virus? It's not a virus. It's the corona. It's our crown, keter. That's how we have to look at it. It's the spiritual action from the Creator that is actually working on us. Focus group.
Rav, Kabbalists say that they talk a lot about man's lowliness. The question is, how should we use this feeling of lowliness in order to advance?
We need to feel what we feel. And we have plenty, and we'll have even more times when we will feel lowly for a variety of reasons. And we need to also know how do we awaken, how do we rise out of the lowliness. Since, first of all, who are we dealing with? With the upper force, and directly. That if I'm connected to the friends, I'm connected with the Creator, and I have no problem with that. I'm connected with Him very closely, directly. Then I'm not in despair and holiness. I'm connected to the Great One. And I demand nothing from Him. If I feel that I'm in contact with Him, then I have nothing to demand of Him. What should I demand if I'm connected with Him already? It's certain that I'll have whatever I need from Him, that I'll receive it. And all I have to do is worry about the connection between us so that I will bless Him. So that I will do something for Him. He enjoys people connecting to Him. I need to make other people connect to Him. And if they connect through me, then I...
Would it be true to say that the process of correction has already begun and we can't skip over any stage? As it says that there have to be 10 plagues, and the only thing that can happen is that our work can soften them. And would it be true to think that from plague to plague, from blow to blow, it will become easier for us to explain to humanity what's going on because the Creator is becoming our partner in the work?
The process that started, of course, and we are in this process. I don't want to divide it into 10 blows, 10 plagues. We do it in a slightly different way than it was for that group that this came out of Egypt. Although there are parallels for sure, but we can't see things exactly here and there because we haven't gone through those things, because only one who went through those things can compare them. Also, we shouldn't wait for these blows and plagues to pass over humanity, and then it will hear us more. And then we can say, aha, we talked about it to you, you didn't want to hear it, then you got a blow. I don't think you treat your kids in this way. You nevertheless think and hope that they will learn not from the blows, but from your explanations. And that's how you need to relate to humanity. In that way, you are doing what the Creator is asking of you. You are doing what He has given you. Why did He give you the mind, the feeling, the knowledge of what's happening? Why did He send you a teacher so you would explain to the others? The Creator is not aiming at you, excuse me for saying, you're not the address. The address is the others you can bestow to. They are the destination. More and more people who are standing behind you. And you have to understand that in this hierarchy that spreads from above down, you are somewhere up there and you have to unlock, you have to unblock and open this tree of life to flow behind you.
Rav, when you're asking us to make a list of the things that we did in dissemination, for example, yesterday, somehow it's clear. You can say what I did, what I didn't do, but when we're talking about our connection, it's unclear. What actions are we talking about here?
Connection between us is when we decide on certain actions we have to do. We write an article, or we take from Rabash's articles, or from my words, and you make something small out of it. Something that suits the general public, and we send it to here, to there. When we have group work, it's not that Senka is in some group and he's writing an article or a clip or something. Then of course it's him. Everybody understands that this is him. But there needs to also be something that the ten does together. And you discuss it, you connect around it, you have time for it. Then you all become connected and it's coming out of the connection between you, the force of the connection between you, that's what's important.
Rav, I wanted to share that in our 10, one of our Zoom meetings, we take some question like the daily task or something, we talk about it, discuss it in the 10, and also share it on Facebook, for example, so people can see how we're doing a workshop and how each of us answers it from his angle. Is it close to what you're saying?
Even more than that, you make it a masterclass.
Meaning that this way we kind of teach others.
Yeah, it's very good. I recommend to do it this way. And you can add more people to that, although it won't be so lively, so mobile, but you should go on. You should continue. The important thing is to perform actions of dissemination from the connection between you, not from one person, not from Senka, or, you know, we have a few people who write articles, who make clips that are amazing. I enjoy reading it. They write in my name, and I see that I envy them how they can express it, and I didn't have the intellect or the emotional power to do it. I envy it greatly. To see that your students can reach the audience even more than you, it's like delighting in your kids.
It's
Of course, it's a result of love, but I'm asking you if a certain action of bestowal, of dissemination, is coming out of the 10, or at least 2 or 3 people together, its effect, its result is completely different compared, you know, for the good, compared to if it's coming out of one person, because one person, it's certain that it's coming out of his ego, no matter what. And if it's several people, it's already a little